Hello, it's Robin here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Jane Pratt. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with the talents of a rising dance star, and a refurbished ambulance is now a portable parlour. But first, the police have made some important progress.
Officers posing as children in online chat rooms and forums to snare paedophiles are thought to have saved at least 25 children from internet predators as part of one-year a pilot. Norfolk Police were given funding last year to spearhead the project, which will now be rolled out nationally with £20 million worth of investment from the Police Transformation Fund. Over the last year, the dedicated officers have made 43 arrests and charged 19 of them. 11 of those arrested were registered sex offenders, and 9 were identified as repeat offenders. Among those charged was a man who travelled from the south coast to London with the intention of raping an 8-year-old girl. He was arrested and charged through the work of the pilot and sentenced to over 5 years imprisonment. Norfolk Chief Constable and National Police Chiefs Council Lead for Child Protection, Simon Bailey, said, "The internet is not a safe or anonymous place for abusing children. We are already arresting over 400 offenders and safeguarding over 500 children each month. This increased investment will enable us to consistently target predatory offenders intent on using the internet to facilitate their criminal behaviour and intervene earlier to prevent children being abused."
A Chilean street food stall has opened on Norwich Market. Cocina Maya, which translates as My Kitchen in Spanish, has opened at stall 152 and 153 and is serving up traditional Chilean treats. The stall was created by Anna Bridgman, who moved to the UK from Chile at the age of 3 and decided to open her own business after working as a chef. Miss Bridgman said, "My mother is from Valparaiso in central Chile, so Chilean food was an important part of my upbringing, and I am so happy to be introducing Norwich to the cuisine. We're mainly serving empanadas, which are a stuffed pastry. In Chile, empanadas are made with a bread-style dough and are baked in the oven. Our recipe has been in the family for generations."
It's in a peaceful setting with no noisy neighbours, but how would you feel living in a Gothic house located in a Norwich cemetery? It may sound a little bit spooky, but the owners of South Lodge, Earlham Cemetery, are looking for tenants to move in after a major refurbishment, transforming it into a luxury family home. The 4-bedroom house is within the cemetery and it's 30 acres of woodland behind gates which are locked at night and weekends. But you do get a key. The house, which has stunning Gothic arched windows and twisted chimneys, was snapped up at auction 2 years ago by Australian Colin Pulver, who bought it online without even visiting it. He said, "I bought it purely on the aesthetics. I had no links with Norwich, except I'd visited with my wife in 1987 for about an hour and a half. I knew it was in a cemetery, but there are houses all around. And to be honest, it's the living who give you grief, not the dead."
She's pressed the flesh of professional footballers and one of the world's most famous dancers. But a Norfolk masseuse is now hitting the road a little closer to home with her unusual portable parlour. Former Norwich City massage therapist Jo Saunders has converted an ambulance to help her bring soft tissue treatments to clients at their homes, at events and even at work. Miss Saunders worked at Norwich City for 5 seasons, experiencing 2 relegations and 2 promotions, before joining Lord of the Dance with Michael Flatley on tour across the world. Now back at her home in Holme Hale, Miss Saunders decided she wanted to try something different. Michael Flatley retired in 2015, and I decided to hang up my suitcase, she said. I came back and started building up the business, going to events, and I thought I needed a studio I could bring with me, especially as I live in a rural area. Miss Saunders' boyfriend, Stuart Wright, suggested she buy the ambulance after spotting it online and then helped her to convert it. The project involved Ethel, as the ambulance has been named, being taken to a workshop in Warrington, where she was sprayed metallic silver and the fluorescent stickers were removed. When she picked the vehicle up, Miss Saunders had to sign a form saying she would not put the siren on when picking up the vehicle, which she joked had been a huge temptation.
2 local First World War heroes will be honoured as commemorative stones are laid 100 years after they were awarded the highest military decoration, the Victoria Cross. Sidney Day, 1891 to 1959, of the 11th Battalion, Suffolk Regiment, and Wilfred Edwards, 1894 to 1972, of the 7th Battalion, the King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry, were both awarded the Victoria Cross in 1917, aged just 26 and 24 years old.
He has been dancing since he learnt to walk as a toddler, and now a budding Strictly Come Dancing professional has come out on top in a prestigious Chinese international competition. Luke Miller, aged 21, who grew up in New Cossey but now lives in the Maltings in Dereham, beat off 149 other couples to become the Blackpool China Amateur Latin Rising Star champion. He won the title in Shanghai with his 17-year-old dance partner, Ellie Beacock, from Redditch in Worcestershire. His mother and former amateur dancer, Lynn Miller, who runs Norwich's Miller Dance Studios with her husband Richard, said, "It is fabulous he has won. It has been a dream of his to win at Blackpool."